Construction is underway in downtown New Haven for Center Plan, a huge mixed-use development at the corner of College and George Streets. In recent weeks, excavation crews have been digging up artifacts that date to the earliest days of New Haven, but construction goes on, and many citizens are concerned that a link to New Haven's past may be destroyed forever in the process. Joining me by phone is New Haven resident Robert Greenberg. He's been watching the construction closely, despite being denied access to the site by Center Plan. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, you told the New Haven Register that this site could be the Holy Grail. What do you mean by that?
Well, here's the interesting thing about that site. This is the exact area of New Haven that the original settlers in 1638 landed, literally in an embankment just below this very site. It could be the earliest material that could be buried in the ground right there.
Okay, you say an embankment. So there was a river there at some point?
There certainly was. There was a creek called the West Creek that went up from the New Haven Harbor back in the 1600s, and there were salt marshes and, that kind of like beautiful area that you would see on the coastline of Connecticut. That was in that exact area.
So what do you think could be there if we're talking about the earliest settlers, where they congregated?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The example that I use is we have a lot of artifacts that are in the Henry Luce III exhibit in New York City's New York Historical Society. When they built buildings on Lower Manhattan, such as the Goldman Sachs structure, they dug up a lot of material that were from the Dutch and the English from the 1600s to the 1700s. That was their landfill. And what I believe we might have on that same site is early material from that same type of period.
What type of stuff has been turning up so far? What have construction crews found so far?
Interestingly enough, yesterday they found some bottles from the 1700s, which is a clear indication that they're hitting those landfills that I thought were there. They also found some interesting horns, cattle horns, that were also used for powder horns and buttons back in the 1700s. There might have been a manufacturing site on that location. But what they're also going to hit is the privy areas to the colonial buildings. And what would have happened in the privies where they would have thrown basically all the material from their household daily activities into those sites. They didn't have any garbage pickup back then, so everybody kind of put it in their backyard. And what I did was I dropped maps over each other in Photoshop, and I discovered that the industrial age structures, which would have been large brick structures or urban renewal structures in the 50s and 60s, had not displaced the dirt that I think these artifacts could still be down in. So I believe that they're still there, and these guys are getting closer and closer to those areas.
Robert, I know you've been watching the construction going, and I know you've been in touch with the people at Center Plan. Can you describe the nature of that relationship and why they are not allowing you access to the site?
The relationship that I have with them now is pretty much nil. There's no relationship. They've not let me on to the site. I took out a... I hadn't paid for it, but I was prepared to pay for $1 million insurance policy. And I also had a letter from Jacobs & Jacobs law firm that basically said that I wouldn't hold them responsible for anything that happened to me on the site. So I tried to comply with any of their worries about me being on that site. And so they said no to me each time. And in essence, they lawyered up. You know, they said, you can't get on the site. So that meant that I had to now find archaeologists. And I approached the state, and Nick, who's the state archaeologist, he stepped in and started to negotiate with them to get on the site. But he's not allowed to do an archaeological dig in a traditional sense. So he's now in the artifact recovery mode to try to get anything out of there. But as far as me, it's somewhat torturous for me. I have to stand behind the fence, which they just recently covered over, and I have to kind of watch Nick down there by himself with a couple guys trying to recover any artifacts. I believe that they're going to come across a lot more really, really deep, very old artifacts soon. and hopefully they'll be able to extract those before the cranes and the excavation machinery digs them up.
Robert Greenberg, thank you so much.
You're welcome.